Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and Patrick is with me from the World of Boating Show. Who is
Captain Patrick.
Okay, Captain Patrick. You're just Patrick to me.
Yeah, I know.
You become an open water diver, you're just Patrick.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to
call
turn
him
this
diver, Patrick.
Maybe.
Don't forget Dr. CJ and Professor Jimmy, the Bubble Boy.
You're assuming that he lives through the process, Bill.
Can I go now?
He survives. You know, these are some of the added bonuses.
I didn't know
have.
This was going to be. I was going to have to do this on air. I thought you said this would be done in the comfort of your home. I'd have like a lazy boy recliner to sit in.
There is a, you know, when you have me as your dive instructor, there's the added bonus of me being to humiliate you live on Scuba Radio.
Great.
And so other people can learn from your mistakes and issues.
Thanks.
And personal problems.
It's best done on the toilet.
Okay, I'm not sure. You know, you are going to be near water, but we're not. I wouldn't really recommend that. But anyway, okay. Let's before we get back into this, CJ and James are here, who are what you are striving to be. They are certified paddy open water divers. And I taught them how to dive.
I thought you were going to say awesome.
Well, you're that, too.
The best students that Greg has ever had.
You know, and matter of fact, we were talking about this the other night. I got together with Jimmy and CJ, and it was great. It had been a while. We hung out, had a beer or two, and we were just catching up. And I said, I've been doing this. We're going here to dive. I'm doing this flying thing and stuff. And what have you guys been up to? And CJ goes, that's not fair. You know, like, and I was kind of like, wow, it made me feel really good about myself in a way, in an awkward kind of way, I guess. Does that make it? But that isn't how you meant it, is it, CJ?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, that is. Okay. Just checking.
And this concludes the me segment.
No, we got another.
We are a long
way exactly.
from completing the me segment.
We got way more to go. Trust me. And by the way, if things go as planned today, I hope to talk to one of the divers who was in this video that has been circulating out on the web who rescued, or I should say, the diver or the dolphin went to the diver. Did you see that video?
I did see that video.
That's, I mean, it's been
cool.
All over. It's been on TV, the gold thing. That was actually in Kona, Hawaii, on the Manta night dive that we did a few years ago with Glenn Anderson and the folks from Kona Honu Divers.
Now, when you say we, you mean you.
Yes.
Wait, Greg, you mean the economy's so bad dolphins are panhandling divers?
They're not panhandling. This dolphin actually had some
fishing line
and netting. Yeah, and it was slightly constrained. And he swam into the Manta night dive in Kona and swam up to the divers acting like, hey, could you help me out here? Can you help a brother out?
Yeah, can you give me like 10 fish for this net?
Yeah.
I'd like to pawn it.
No, it wasn't like that.
No.
It was like, could you help me out? I'm a little tangled up here. And sure enough, the divers got out there. Their dive knife and cut the dolphin free, and he seemed to really appreciate it.
The video is remarkable because it wasn't like he was swimming around and they noticed it, which is, it happens a lot when you're diving. You see a fish with a hook in its mouth or something like that, and you'll notice it. This dolphin comes over the diver.
Wild dolphin, by the way.
And he's vertical in the water, and he's pretty much saying, can you see this?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, do you see my fin? And the dive instructor, or the diver who's there, is more or less like, well, that's pretty cool. It's a dolphin right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him a couple minutes to realize that he's showing him something.
Yes. It is remarkable video.
Right.
And I mean, dolphins do not swim up to divers like this. It just doesn't happen.
And upon returning to the surface, he realized his dive watch was missing.
It was all a distraction.
Could have been. Yeah, I didn't see that part of the video, but maybe that's something we can ask him.
Yeah, that was the laugh I was going for earlier. Thanks.
But Jason is one of the guys, one of the divers, and he's actually diving right now. So we're going to try to get him while he's on a surface interval if we can work that out. And
that was our
we'll
safe word. That was our safe word. Everybody, take the latex off.
Oh, boy, that's just awkward. All right, so anyway, we got that coming up, hopefully, if things go as planned. And plus, John Chatterton. A lobster report from South Florida. All right, back to the training.
Is the baby oil actually necessary to get this thing on and off?
Well, it makes you look more...
sheeny.
Yes. And...
Charlie.
Chicks dig it, you know, when you're all lathered up
Charlie
like that.
Charlie sheeny.
All right, so we've been talking about squeezes, ear squeezes, and how this is a bad thing for scuba diving when, you know, it could potentially mess you up big time if you don't equalize your ear. So the next question on the knowledge review from Chapter 1 of the Paddy Open Water course is, I'm trying to find it. Did I lose my place? Where is it?
Question number 8.
Is it 8? Oh, yeah, yeah. How often should you equalize those air spaces?
Every few feet.
Okay, every few feet is a general answer, but pretty much any time before you are going to feel pain. And that could be every few feet. It could be more. It could be less, depending on you.
So would it really be if you start to feel discomfort?
Yes. Before you feel discomfort is when you want to equalize. You want to equalize before you have any potential pain is what you want to do.
I think what they're saying is don't wait until there's pain.
Right. Like CJ.
Anticipate it. Well, anticipate it and continue to clear on the way down so that you don't have pain.
Right. This is true.
CJ, by the way, thanks for sharing the burden of this inquisition.
You know, that did have a good outcome, though, because now I have the opposite. Now I'm just clearing all
That's
the
right.
time until I get to the deepest point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in his case,
it
was a tough lesson, but
I
learned it.
He thought he was clear because he wasn't used to how it felt.
Yeah, I didn't have any pain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Nope.
Yeah. So you want to clear, and every few feet is the right answer. I'm just kind of embellishing it to go even further.
So to further confuse you, you cannot have any pain and still have trouble.
This is true.
So just always equalize.
So just constantly work your jaw,
yeah.
Right?
Right. When you see me on this show yawning all the time, it's not that I'm bored.
It's
that I'm clearing.
Actually, it's a little of both. A little of both. All right. True or false? If you feel discomfort in your ears while descending, continue downward until the discomfort is gone. CJ?
That would be a false.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, he pretty much...
Is there an hell no on there?
We can add that.
Because the correct thing to do, of course, Patrick, is to if you start feeling discomfort, is to go back. To go back until you're at the point where it didn't hurt, and then see if you can get it clear, and then go back down.
As a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
What wreck was it? The Vandenberg? Not the Vandenberg.
We were in Andros when that happened.
No, but I had a. There was a one of the memorable dives where I couldn't clear.
You didn't go down on the Vandenberg, right?
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
On the anchor line.
As bad as I wanted to get down there, not worth it.
Yeah, CJ didn't get down. Jimmy went down and ran out of air.
Yeah.
So,
I have a question.
Good times.
What yes, if I have taught my body to ignore pain like Rambo?
Or G. Gordon Liddy.
Then you will enjoy the damage.
Yeah. Well, we'll find plenty of pain to put you in.
You know, Greg wrote all these down for me to...
Let's just put it this way. You won't need headphones anymore.
That's true. Always looking at the bright side. Like that about CJ. All right, question number 10. State the most important rule in scuba diving, which we've already said is...
Breathe continuously.
Yeah, never...
Hold your breath.
Right. Never hold your breath. Goes back to that whole balloon, the lungs expanding, that kind of thing. Not good. Not good at all. Select the statement that gives the best definition of a reverse block. A is a condition that occurs when expanding air cannot escape from the body... air space during ascent, causing pain and discomfort. You like that one?
Well, seeing as how you pause, I would say yes,
yeah,
it's A.
Because I wanted to save the energy of having to read the second option, which would have been wrong.
Right.
What, Bill?
Another example of a reverse block is when your friend starts telling stories about you in junior high school while you're at the bar. That's another reverse block.
Actually, that's referred to as another type of block.
Yeah, it's a different block.
Say.
But yeah, it's a reverse block, technically.
Okay.
And actually, Greg,
something which
I have,
might have happened didn't happen. That's a reverse block.
No, you'll know a reverse block. I've had that. It feels like a little needle from the inside out. It's much worse than a squeeze.
My God, what is wrong with you people?
Oh, sorry, Patrick. It's not that bad.
It really isn't.
I think, Greg, have you considered renaming the show A World of Pain?
Maybe. And on that note, Patrick is well on his way to becoming a open water diver. Or he's just resigned. We'll find out after the break.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
Okay, so Patrick is beginning his PADI open water course. I'm his dive instructor. We're working through his knowledge review from Chapter 1. Question 12 is, describe what action you should take if you're feeling discomfort during an ascent to air expansion, whether in your ears, sinuses, stomach, intestines, or teeth. What should you do, Patrick? Go ahead.
What's that?
All right, I'll just
read
his
answer. I was checking my Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you should stop or slow your ascent, descend a few feet, and give that trapped air some time to work its way out.
Oh, you should slow or stop your ascent and descend a few feet.
Monkey see, monkey do. You're doing good. You're well
on your
way. I
don't have headphones.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
You don't use headphones underwater? All right, so...
We're in the same room.
What?
All right, next question. When scuba diving, why must your nose be enclosed in the mask? Patrick?
When scuba diving, why must your nose
be enclosed in the mask?
In the mask. Keeps the lens closer to your face.
Okay.
No, that's not the answer.
It gives you a wider vision field. Okay. Right?
No.
Okay.
No. No, the reason that your nose is included.
What? And plus makes it easier for you to equalize.
Right. Well, you have to have your nose. You have to have an air cavity to be able to equalize your mask, and that would be through your nose.
I'm telling you what was in the book.
Well, these other things you wrote on here don't seem right. It gets your lens closer to your face.
That's what it says.
Have you seen the nose on Bill?
That's what. It's what it says in the course, my friend.
I don't think you picked something up on that one, right? I have to look at that.
Although, to be fair, if you had a full face mask.
Yeah.
If you had a full face mask, which included your regulator, then that lens is further away from your face. That's further away, and there's more air that needs to be maintained, more airspace inside that mask. So if you're wearing just a mask and it's just your nose, there's less airspace. So maybe there was a comparison between a full face mask and just a regular mask.
The answer would be no. That is not correct.
All right, so
no, it's for equalization.
Yeah.
The last part of my answer was correct.
The last part, yes.
Yeah, but if you write down every word you know, you're going to be right some of the time.
Well, maybe. But you would have earned a demerit on that one.
The real reason the nose is there is so that you can equalize.
Equalize the pressure.
You know, like swimmers' masks that have goggles. Just the goggles. Yeah. Those won't really work for you underwater.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you, Dive Master.
Why wouldn't those work for you, though?
But
tell me.
I'm just saying what the course
showed. Don't go to the course. We're not testing your memorization skills. We're testing your wider
field of vision, which is important when you're diving,
correct? No. This has nothing to do with vision. This question has nothing to do with vision. This has to do with equalization. We were just talking about questions about...
But it asks about...
Equalizing your diving. But think about that. Swimmer's goggles don't have a space for your nose. You can't use those diving, or if you do...
It'll suck your eyes out.
It'll suck your eyeballs out, and you'll get blood red eyes.
Well, that would just be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, but that's why you can't really scuba dive. You can, but you could end up messing up your eyes because you'll get, you know, the pressure differential in your... In those goggles will literally, you know, get all messed up.
You could use
suck the blood out of your eyeballs.
Nose plugs, right?
No.
Because there's no way to equalize that airspace between your eyeballs and the goggles because your nose isn't in there. So you have to have a nose pocket in your mask or in the nose is part of the thing so you can equalize that airspace between the glass and your eyes and your face.
So just to be clear, the nose isn't in the mask for the nose's benefit. The nose is in the mask for the eye's benefit.
Well, or face. I mean, mask squeeze, whatever. It can burst the blood vessels in your skin.
The way he said that with the nose plugs, I was thinking he was thinking it's for the nose's benefit. It doesn't matter what your nose does.
Right.
And you'll find after
Follow
you get some
nose.
Practice diving
mm-hmm.
that sometimes you'll breathe through your nose, and sometimes you breathe through your regulator. You just do that. Because you get a little bit of water in your mask, and you'll exhale through your nose, and it'll help force that water out of your mask.
Right. But it's really there so that you can,
you're not taking in new air.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, I asked Kelly, the Brazilian bikini model, why did you get the squeeze? Why your nose is in the mask? She said, I did not want to exhale through my nose. I might get the booger. And I'm like, well, you know,
That's going to happen.
Yeah, so then
that's going to happen.
Greggy told me to do it like this.
Okay, so do I get like a 33% credit
on that
one?
Yeah, we'll give you a 33 on that one.
What's more important is what your understanding is now. Do you understand
Well,
now?
I knew the answer. I gave more than, but I'm telling you what the course said. It gave like three.
Right. Quit making excuses. All right, moving on.
Demerit.
Explain the best way to prevent water from entering your scuba tank. So this is your scuba tank. And you don't want water in it because it can create corrosion.
Right, so this has nothing
issues.
To do with field of vision, right?
Has nothing to do with noses.
Okay, never allow it to be completely empty.
And why?
So that it doesn't dry out.
Or lose pressure.
So dry out is not a right answer. If it's always under pressure,
right.
Air is in there and it's always forcing water out of it. Pressure. So there's no way for water to get into it if air is in there and it's pressurized. Got it?
So dry out.
Well, there's nothing for it to dry out. There shouldn't be any water in there in the first place. Water can't get in there if it's pressurized.
Right.
A pressurized tank. So it can't dry out. It's already dry.
Here's the problem. As a boat builder, water in to water out is drying out the boat. So he's using a boat building term
at this point. Which would be really wrong.
Right.
And we don't use those.
The reason that you don't let your tank get too empty is because you might lose pressure. If you lose pressure, water gets in, and that's bad.
Just remember one thing, Patrick.
Yes.
Whatever I say is right.
I got it.
And whatever you say is wrong if I say it's wrong. So just go with it. All right, moving on.
So, Bill, you're really 65?
No.
Yeah, in dog years.
And yes, he has a third nipple. All right, question 13. Select the appropriate answer. The most important feature for consideration when purchasing a dive regulator is...
Price.
Color?
Well.
Yeah.
Price!
A color, number of hoses it has.
Well, yes.
Size matters.
Should have a correct amount.
Yes, ease it of breathing. Have the right number of hoses. If you want with just one hose, you got a problem.
I would have to go with ease of breathing.
Ease and breathing. Yes,
price.
That is correct.
Price.
Yeah.
Ease of breathing.
Now, you know, when you get more advanced like me, yeah, ease of breathing, very important, but so is color. I am very much a fashion plate in the diving world, as you know. And so that does comes to play for me, but that's more of an advanced type of certification level that you'll have to
achieve. Is my
humiliation
at an end?
Patrick,
he has a fashion plate in his head.
Maybe a small fin kick. Small fin kick first. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master. Bill, the producer. Patrick from the World of Boating Show, learning to dive. Also, Jimmy, the bubble boy, one of my students that I taught to dive a couple years ago.
Am I allowed to get a lifeline?
Like before and after. What's that?
Can I do a lifeline when we're doing this on air?
What do you mean?
Like, can I call somebody?
No, you can't phone a friend.
I don't have any friends.
Can I call anybody? You can just reach out to Bill, and your hand will hit the window, and that's the best we got for you.
I got your back, Patrick. Don't you worry about a thing.
But, I mean, it's good that he's taken the initiative to learn how to dive. You know, we kid, we joke, we bust his.
We ridicule publicly.
Right.
Thanks.
But that's not a typical example of a proper paddy open water course, by the way. This is added value of what you're getting, okay? But anyone listening thinking that they're going to be busted like that wouldn't necessarily be the case.
Wait, so this isn't normal?
Well, the on-air part of it, not necessarily. Well, the ball busting part of it, maybe.
Yeah, and just to be aware, this is something free, something which he has given you as a gift. You have to purchase dignity.
That's right.
Dignity comes with you forking over cash, Patrick.
That's right. And even in that case, I would still have to abuse you a little bit. That's just me. But it'll be fun. You will have a great time. And, you know, the first part of it, depending on how they structure these classes, you know, it really, if you go to a resort, they can put you into the pool almost the same day you start. It really can be that quick. It just depends on how you're structured. We're going to get through all the paperwork stuff first. All the nuts and bolts and the stuff you have to learn is book work, you know, which is always a negative connotation to that. But you don't necessarily have to have the course like that.
But so we're doing it strictly because it's a teaching thing for the radio show, and you're not taking some type of perverse pleasure.
No, no, it's not or, it's and.
It's no, actually, and. It's just the latter, actually. Just the latter. Purely for my pleasure. So I'll finally pay back for all those years of abuse Patrick gave me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, the home of Naked Scuba Boy. You'd think he'd at least wear a cape, but that superhero evidently doesn't need anything.
Well, his name is Naked Scuba Boy. If he was the cape diver, that would be something different.
Well, I mean, you know, you could still wear a cape and be naked, though, can't you? Doesn't that still count?
No, because there's a drape around you.
It depends on how big the cape is. Maybe it's sequin. Anyway, a couple other things to kind of work through on today's show. Some viewer mail. Greg, I finally solved a problem with listening to Scuba Radio live. I love listening to the podcasts and the archives of the show online through scubaradio.com, but I've had a problem catching the show live online. Now, we do have a listen live button at scubaradio.com that goes through our Business Talk Radio network. And if you navigate a couple buttons, you can get there and you can listen to the live stream on the internet worldwide. But you know, the new thing that, that we've had with Business Talk Radio and Lifestyle Radio Network is, they got this tune in app, Tune In Radio. If you do a search on iTunes and the App Store, or I think it's on Android as well, you can download that app to your phone and pull up Business Talk Radio, obviously during our live time between 3 and 5 Eastern Time, and listen to the show live on your cell phone, laptop, computer, whatever the case may be. So there's a little tip for you. We're working with them to kind of streamline the process a little bit. The archives on the TuneIn app are kind of messed up for some reason right now. I don't know what's going on with that. But all the archives and podcasts are there at scubaradio.com. It's the live button part of it, the live feed, that's a little tricky sometimes for folks to get to. So hopefully that will help, and we'll work on getting that a little bit more streamlined for you so you can stay up to date with the rest of the class. All right, so the other thing was, I got an email here from James, who lives out on the East Coast, Left Coast. I'm sorry, Left Coast.
That'd be
California.
The West Coast.
Yeah. And he's planning a trip in August to Florida and says that, you know, hey, you obviously do this goofy show of yours. You should be a man in the know. Being our home base of operations is Florida, or Orlando, to be specific. Figure you might know which operation would give me the best value for going on a wreck dive adventure in August. So he's a dive master. Well, he's a dive master in training at the present. Devoted Scuba Radio fan, which is always a plus, and would appreciate any help or direction we could give him. Yes, Bill.
Well, then, if he's a devoted fan, then he's familiar with Captain Cocktail.
He should be. Yeah. Captain Cocktail, South Florida Diving Headquarters. Yes, they do a lot of wrecks down there in Fort Lauderdale. That's probably where I would say to start, for sure. SouthFloridaDiving.com. Talk to Jeff and the folks there. Matter of fact, John Chatterton, who we were trying to connect with today, was diving with him this morning and was planning to do a couple wreck dives. And hopefully if we can connect with John, we'll get him on before the show is out today. But, you know, that's a great place for wrecks is the Fort Lauderdale area. Or you could go down all the way down through the Keys and do their wreck trek thing where they start up in Key Largo with the Spiegel Grove. And then work your way down to Key West to the Vandenberg. And,
no, and that
you got
one
the Dwayne, the Bib, you got the Thunderbolt. I mean, there's a bunch of wrecks scattered all throughout the Florida Keys. And
well, Slate does the Vandenberg, right?
Yeah, he does Slate. And, well, all the dive, all the wrecks there in Key Largo, Slate would do would be Spiegel Grove,
mm-hmm.
The Dwayne and the Bib, and then there's a few other ones there, but those are the big three. There in Key Largo, but there's actually a few more as well.
I said Vandenberg, didn't I? That's
yeah, Vandenberg's Key West. Oh, no, okay. It's Key. You're talking about the Oriskany.
Oriskany, okay.
And Pensacola.
Yeah,
and
mixed up.
Yeah, and that's a little. That's an option too, James. Oriskany up in the Panhandle, but I'm thinking you want to go down to the East Coast. It'd be a
if
little
you're
tougher
gonna
to
be diving
there.
Up in the Pensacola area, it's worth going to the Oriskany.
Right.
But it's not worth going to Pensacola to dive the Oriskany, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's a long boat trip.
Yeah, and he doesn't say here where exactly he's going. I just assumed it was South Florida or Orlando area.
Or someplace nice.
Yeah. But
not Pensacola.
No, Pensacola is nice, and they got good diving up there, too.
Right, they do.
And August it's actually nice is a good time to dive there.
Water's
as
warm.
Well. But I would say
warm in the Gulf, baby.
Fort Lauderdale would be the place to go, or doing that wreck track down in the Keys. And, yeah, you can go Captain Slate. You got Horizon Divers in Key Largo. You got Keys Diver in Key Largo. You can go down to Marathon and dive with Captain Hooks. I mean, if you're looking for a one-stop shop, that's kind of tough. You know, the wreck track program, there actually is a wreck track program they do with the Florida Keys Department of Tourism and the dive operators down there. So if you go to their website, you can get more information about the wreck track. And then you get this little passport thing, get it stamped from each dive operation. But as far as a one-stop shop, you kind of have to go to different places, you know.
I mean, the Keys stretch 110 miles.
Yeah.
So it's
tough to kind of pick
be on a
just
boat that
one.
Long.
So unless you go to Fort Lauderdale, and you could dive with Jeff
right.
for a good week and do
absolutely.
A bunch of different wrecks down there in the Fort Lauderdale area.
Planes. Boats.
Yeah, they got a little bit of everything. Matter of fact,
when
I was talking to John yesterday about his lobster adventure, John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, he said he was going down to look for Hogzilla. He was going to do a little spearfishing and lobstering and hope to take out Hogzilla, which would be a massive hogfish, very tasty snapper type fish that we have here in Florida. If you're not familiar with those critters, they are tasty. Tasty fish and dumb as rocks, so they are a spear fisherman's perfect fish, and fairly common too. You know, you got a 12-inch limit, I think, or minimum, or something like that on them. But
as part of your extended training, this is now extended training time because we went through the entire knowledge review on module one.
Mm-hmm.
So extended training for you, Patrick. What type of sea creature are you most likely to attract while spear fishing?
Or channel when you are underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you going to attract if you spear something, and what are you going to channel when you're diving?
If I spearfish?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if I don't spearfish?
No, well, the question is, if you spearfish,
oh,
what
if
are you
I'm
likely spearfishing. To attract?
Yeah.
So
yes.
If I actually decide to partake
mm-hmm.
in such
mm-hmm.
a cruel endeavor.
Well, it's how scuba diving started. Scuba diving started with spearfisher folk.
And it's not Britney Spears.
That would be what I see out every time when I'm going out surfing, which would probably be sharks.
Sharks is a good question. Probably barracuda might
barracuda.
Be a one to throw in
have
there
I
as well.
Have I got any answer right?
No, he's
exactly.
adding. He's
yeah.
adding.
You're right. Sharks.
He's adding. Ann Wilson.
Yeah.
Manatee.
Yeah.
He's just like just pounding.
No, I'm just giving you a well-rounded diving education. You know, there's more than one way to skin a fish.
Catfish.
Or, yeah, catfish.
Catfish.
And so, you know, you got to be aware of all these things. It's not all cut and black. Everything you read in the...
cut and black.
Not all cut just... and dried, not all black
and
white.
White.
Yes, I'm just combining a couple there to save time. Editing. And so, you know.
That's why we do live radio.
Oh, boy.
Because the editing would take so long.
Exactly.
We cut it all.
But I mean, that, it's not everything you read. It's experience and some of these extra little tidbits that you learn from your dive instructor, from your fellow divers, that will make you a better diver in general. Because a lot of people will go through it. They'll go through the course and they'll think, okay, I've learned how to dive. I got my C card. I'm good. I'm done. You know, they'll go do a few dives and that's it. No, a good diver's always learning. What CJ said earlier, and picking up little tidbits of info that will make you a enjoy that underwater adventure even more than I know you will when you first jump in the water. I mean, do you have any preconceived notions about all this stuff other than like, oh my God, what the hell have I done?
Lloyd Bridges.
Okay.
Sea Hunt.
So have you watched Sea Hunt?
No.
Okay. Neither. neither have I. But I've been thinking I need to
Aquaman.
Pick up a few of those.
No. I have literally spent a lifetime, certainly my adult life, on top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually the person that's behind the helm, behind the wheel.
All right, we'll just stay there for now. Hold on.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
We're going to get down eventually here. Patrick's learning how to dive, and we've been basically covering some of the first elements of training for his Patty Open Water course, and possibly the last, because after today's show, he may not want to. I don't know. Have you changed your mind about wanting to do this now?
No.
We haven't scared you away.
I am all about providing entertainment for your listening audience.
Okay. He's our guinea pig.
Did that sound sincere?
Not really.
Yeah, well, once you can fix sincerity, you got it made.
That's right. He gets a gold starfish for that one.
That's the only thing I got right today.
Faking sincerity. Nice job.
Thanks.
It's years of experience.
But when we tell you about the things which can go wrong, the reason that it's so important to learn about the things which could go wrong at the beginning is to make it so that it's important. Not that I don't think you would take it seriously, because I know you.
Oh, he will take it seriously. You know,
but he's a serious kind of guy.
Well, okay, Jimmy, back me up. I joke around a lot on the radio show, but when I start teaching for real, and I take someone under my fin, and I say, okay, I'm going to teach you how to dive, I take it very serious, because it's a huge responsibility.
That's true.
And I expect you to get it right and to do what I tell you to do. We have fun, but
yeah,
I take it very serious.
And did you tell Patrick that he doesn't need to have a bathing suit underneath his wetsuit?
No, I definitely told him he does need to.
Good.
Listen, I don't want any surprises like we had with Kelly. It's not the same kind of thing.
Wetsuits are nothing new for me. I use them when I go surfing.
We're not talking about wetsuits. We're talking about wear a bathing suit.
A bathing suit.
The more covered up you can be, Patrick,
the
better.
I wear my surf bag.
A unitard would be preferable.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Okay.
But,
well,
Greg,
anyway.
I'm the same way when I teach people and when I instruct them on how to use their boat.
Yeah.
Their boat or their yacht.
As you should, right.
I spend an incredible amount of time making sure that they understand every seacock, strainer, where all the circuit breakers are, what to do in the case of emergency. I do all that.
Right. I make them do the same exact thing.
And now I know how they feel.
And it has nothing to do with
diving. A little less emphasis on seacocks.
No,
yeah,
actually,
no cock straining in this training.
A little bit more emphasis on that one, but that's just it could just be me. But yeah, no. The thing is a dive instructor. If you're thinking about getting to the professional side of diving, like becoming a dive master, like our buddy James here from California, or a dive instructor, it's a huge responsibility. And I joke around with you guys on the radio, and we're having fun with this today. But there is an element of it from my perspective that puts me in a very libelous situation or a very exposed situation.
Not
as
libelous,
far as
liability.
Yeah, liability is the word. Yeah,
not libelous.
It's a huge responsibility because
libelous,
you know, I don't want
saying,
you guys.
You look kind of like Anne Heche.
Yeah. Well, after too much time in the water,
Oh, wow.
You will have a tendency to that will happen. You'll kind of shrivel up like that, either Anne Heche or a California raisin. But. Regardless, it's a huge responsibility.
See, now Anne Heche has a libel suit now. That's the difference between libelous and liability.
And she's kind of wrinkly. And isn't she?
I think you're confusing Anne Heche with Anne...
Judy Dench.
Of Cleves.
Judy Dench.
Who knows? Yeah.
Anne of Cleves.
Anyway.
Henry VIII reference.
the thing is that it's a big responsibility because... You know, if you get hurt and I've trained you and there was something I didn't teach you correctly, that could come back on me. And I don't want that to happen.
It's more than just that. I mean, you want him to enjoy the experience of diving. It's not just you'll get in trouble.
No, it's just that I'll
get
in trouble.
The show's image.
No, I do. I want you to enjoy it,
okay,
of course.
Then why
there's that issue of... the responsibility you take on teaching someone. And that's why we have to follow... the rules of the PADI open water course. I have very strict guidelines that I have to teach you in order this way, and very, very specifically, you have to master these particular skills that we teach you in the course.
You know, James has already asked me for my Harley Davidson.
Yeah. Well, first dibs, that kind of thing.
That's right.
Always goes to your dive instructor. Don't forget that.
Damn.
But the thing is that, that it's important to follow those guidelines. Matter of fact, when we were in the Bahamas for New Year's Eve, I ran into Scott, who I taught how to dive last year, Handyman Scott, right? And we were talking about the fact that we were going to teach you. I was there with Neil Watson, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do some more teaching. I got Patrick from the boat show. He's going to learn how to dive. Keith was with me from our airplane show, talking about teaching him how to dive. We were having this conversation, and then Scott chimed in. He goes, yeah, Greg taught me how to dive last year, and he kept looking at those slates underwater. I'm like, this guy don't seem to really know what he's teaching real well. He has to go back to his cheat sheet, but the fact of the matter is you have to follow that, and you follow these checklists as a dive instructor so you don't forget anything. I know the stuff, but if there's something, a skill that we're teaching you underwater or teaching you as part of the course, and I skip over it accidentally by not following the underwater slate they give us, then that could come back on me.
It's like a pilot's checklist before you take off.
It is, very much so. So I throw that out there is that, I joke around a lot on the radio, but I take it very, very seriously because there's a little, if you're not taught correctly and you're not taught the proper skills, the person could hurt themselves, and that could come back on you as a dive instructor, and that's no fun.
Sure, I've been
and that's
there.
Really, it's all about having fun. It is. That is the best part about it, is when you start seeing those divers underwater for the first time, and you just see them light up and have that zen moment.
He doesn't electrocute them or anything. It's not an electrocution. That's not why they light up.
Actually,
they
brighten,
brighten because of the excitement.
You know what I'm going to do?
I have clamps that I clamp onto your nipples. And
a car battery.
Yeah. By the way, safe word, surface interval, and it's about time.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm gonna have nothing but a scowl on my face. And when we get back
and
on the boat, he's going to ask me how was it. I'm going to say it stunk.
And I'll be like, clamp these on now. All right, surface interval. I'm throwing it out there, and we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Wear gang.
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
These little snails, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here, down in the fucking under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.